You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Kevin Blackstone, Sarah Spain, Pablo Torre, great to have you guys here. NFL players calling up a blitz. Russell Wilson, Drew Brees, Pat Mahomes, Miles Garrett, Richard Sherman, many, many others. We want to play. We need the league to tell us how they're keeping us safe. Rookies reporting today and tomorrow. Quarterbacks Thursday. Everybody by Saturday. The clock on this is now. The timing of this is very NFL-y. Which is to say, similar to MLB. They had time, they spent it on avoiding this. A phoner today between the NFL and the owners is running right through our tape time, conveniently. So I'll start with you, Pablo Torre. Where are we now?
We are at the beginning, Tony, which is staggering because we're about 5-6 months into this pandemic. The NFL did have all of this time that no one else did, and now they're in the muck with everybody else. And that muck of a labor negotiation is crucial here to the context, because what the players have done is realize that you only have one shot at a first impression. So let's make it very clear. We want to play. They're going to request daily testing for coronavirus. They're going to be requesting no preseason games. Those are big asks that may follow a suspicion that says, wait a minute, you guys don't really want to play then. Well, no, they actually do. And what they do by having the stars out there up in front of all of this is give cover to the younger guys, to the lesser paid guys, the rank and file. Those are the people who can't make these demands, but luckily the superstars are out here doing it for them.
If I may ask a follow-up question before we bring in Kevin Blackstone and Sarah Spain here. MLB did something very similar, right? The players, I should say. And it was, tell us when, tell us where. And then when the curtain got pulled back on that a little bit, it wasn't exactly that, and everybody wound up looking not so great. Does this differ for you? Is this the same?
It does differ for me because there is more coordination at the outset here. That was not as coordinated in baseball. We had lots of guys talking about how they didn't want to play at all. Again, a fair concern, but something that muddies the message. Here, there's a clarity and a celebrity that I think is unrivaled so far.
Now we'll bring in Sarah Spain.
Yeah, the overlap I see with that tell us when and where, Tony, is that there is a possibility that there is some sort of bad faith going on here from the NFL. On the baseball side, the reason the players said that is because that they knew that ownership was not going to say when and where because it was too early. They would have had to play too many games and pay them too much money, and they had made clear what their cap was. On the NFL side, there are some, Plaschke last week included, who believe that the NFL is dragging its feet intentionally so that they get so close to the moment at which they need to start playing practices and getting ready for games that they won't be able to take that time to negotiate the things they really want, which include, to Pablo's point, everyday testing, which should not be something that needs to be negotiated. The health of the players and the safety should be as big of a concern to the coaches and the owners and the fans as it is for the players themselves, because that's the only way this product is going to work. I am not cynical enough yet to believe that the NFL is doing this intentionally. I think it's more about a graph they thought would be going this way that's now going this way.
Right.
The plans need to be rejiggered because of it.
So you're not going full Plaschke. Good. I mean, wise move. I would
never
advise against anyone ever going full Plaschke. Kevin Blackstone, now to you. It seemed like 5 months ago everyone thought, well, maybe the country would have this figured out and we don't need to make a unilateral decision on how we're going to do it yet. And NFL was waiting, and now where are we?
Well, you know what? The NFL waited, just like everything was going to go along as normal. All of a sudden, some games disappeared off the preseason schedule. All of a sudden, you look around at colleges and college football is shutting down. You look at the national junior college football, that's shut down. And so now it's up to them. And players are saying, wait a second, this is not where we want to be. The NFLPA just last week put a COVID-19 map on its website, which showed you where each team was as it relates to the virus in this country. And it doesn't look really good for about 10 of the top teams in this league right now. So the players are doing the absolutely right thing. It's coming from the bottom up, started by Byron Jones, a player rep down in Miami. All the stars are aligned on this, and the NFL is going to be brought to the table, if not to its knees, to try and get these guys to play in this situation.
What particular challenges is a football league facing that maybe some of the other leagues are? Right as we sat down, Kevin, you said you can't put a bubble over this NFL. You could the WNBA or the NBA.
Well, you're talking about 1,500 guys plus all the staff and personnel that goes along with an NFL team. That's huge. And obviously, like you said, there's no bubble you can put over that many stadia, right? Over that much stadia to pull this off in one location. So this is the most difficult sport to try and pull off under this situation.
And that's not even talking in between the lines of the field and players being so close to each other and expelling so much during a normal game.
Yes,
so to hear from players saying, we need to know you're keeping us safe. Football players telling that to their league after the entire history we know of the sport. If we were to play odds makers here, Pablo Torre, chances the PA holds out here or even tries to strike. Chances?
45%.
Really, that high? Sarah Spain, how about you?
I'm already hearing calls potentially for a grievance after veterans are supposed to be invited to camp. So I think it's maybe 55%.
Oh, you're above 50% that there won't be games, and the players will hold out first to get the demands that they want.
There'll be a grievance filed, yes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And KB, how about you?
I would say the way football is going in this country right now, 60%.
Wow. There we go. Opening kickoff is just 6.5 weeks away.
Okay.
And you guys don't think it's happening. All
right. Yeah.
Yeah. You have not been optimistic, Kevin Blackstone. I love you for that. We'll move on. Speaking of your declining optimism, baseball, Toronto doesn't have a ballpark right now. Season is 4 days away. Canadian government says they're not allowed to play in country. So here are some options. Buffalo, their minor league park. Charlotte, a different minor league park, belongs to the White Sox. They put themselves up. Dunedin, Florida, their spring training park. Or maybe sharing another ballpark with a team while they're on the road. Pittsburgh has been one option. But there are a lot of cons to match some of the pros. What type of disadvantage is Toronto in right now, Sarah Spain?
A massive one. Mm-hmm. This is yet another example of something that if we knew a month even ago that a baseball season might start and a week before opening games, a team would not have a place to play. They would push back the start date. But as with everything else, it gets push. And at this point, they're clearly going to play. It's going to be a massive disadvantage to the Blue Jays, no matter where they are. First of all, the fields are all different in baseball. That's different than any other sport, right? The way that the field is set up is going to be different depending on where they play. And then the fact that they don't get to go home, I mean, no matter what, if I'm the Blue Jays, I'm going to consider this season with a massive asterisk.
Now, your critical eye to this, Kevin Blackstone?
No, Sarah's absolutely right. And, you know, not only that, if they have to go to a park that is not a major league park, that presents all sorts of problems. One, the quality of the field. I've been to minor league parks during or spring training camps where games have been shut down because the field is not quite right. And then you're talking about the space and the size and where you're going to put people during this socially distancing baseball. That becomes problematic. They are toast for this season.
Pablo Torre?
Yeah, it's the travel that these players are going to have to do because they can't stay at home. And then all of the attendant safety concerns about, well, where are they going to live? This is not a campus situation. It's not a bubble. Now, for Toronto and the Blue Jays, it's the exact opposite of that, Tony. And the reason we're here is because Canada, understandably, just doesn't love baseball like that. I'm reminded of like the Ivy League. The Ivy League does not love sports like other conferences do. So what do? They say, okay, what are the numbers here? What are the risks? What's happening? And with clarity, they say, not worth it. Toronto, and specifically the Canadian government, the national government, they said, not worth it. And it's hard to object when you see it from that perspective.
They had a very sober view about it. That government has had a sober view about it. Hasn't been the same for hockey, I believe, right? I mean, they're ready to bring
they
in hockey.
Do love
so there
hockey
is a difference
like
there. This isn't just about national governments and all that. But I'm hearing toast was the word Blackstone used. Huge, huge disadvantage. Does baseball do anything in the next 5 days to try to at least appease one of their teams? One of the teams in the AL East are just giving away a spot here in the American League. Pablo?
I don't know how you make this up to anybody at this point. I really don't. How? Like some Marriott points, maybe? Can you give those to us?
You got jokes. So if they had Pittsburgh's ballpark and they're, what do they share, 7 dates, Sarah, I think you said, when we sat down, they share 7 dates. Is that viable on some level? Can that be at least something they can look forward to?
Yeah, they probably can't kick the Pirates out, but those 7 games they could play elsewhere. I think the solution is when they get pitched to, they get all the balls from last season. Everybody else has to go back to the baseball that weren't
playing out of the stratosphere. Wait a second. Were you watching the games this weekend? Let's talk about this. You know, it felt pretty good to watch these games. I know. Maybe I share your view of everything, Kevin Blackstone, but just watching the games, it's kind of happy to see Giancarlo Stanton mash a ball. And because nobody's in the ballpark, the loud crack of the bat just made you feel good. And maybe the pipes in crowd noise, everybody has a different opinion on that. I get it. But seeing Clint Frazier in a bench hit a bomb, and because he hit a bomb, watch every player now go to a bat looking like that. What did you hear? What did you see from these games?
It was enjoyable to watch, except for the fact that Max Scherzer got blown up early. And I'm just saying that because that's I'm just taking the temperature in D.C. I want to know, how can a season ticket holder, and I'm asking for a friend, get a cardboard cutout of themselves somewhere nice in the camera shot in the stands there? I like that. I like that idea.
So you like the cardboard cutout. That's going to work.
Yeah.
All right. Pablo Torre, how about you?
It's very clear, Tony, that you can look tough while wearing a mask. Clint Frazier in that video looked like Sub-Zero from Mortal Kombat, and he's drilling home runs. So that is the proof of concept. All I asked for is actually more juicing of the baseballs. Baseballs tried to run away from that conspiracy theory. Embrace it now. We need you to compete with all of the other people hitting baseballs in empty buildings.
And Sarah Spain.
I thought I would miss crowds, people throwing back opposing team home runs. I thought I would miss the normalcy of baseball. As long as they're playing, I am suspending disbelief. I am allowing the cognitive dissonance that it requires to say, this is a good idea. Let's play baseball during a pandemic. Because I need it. Because I've been putting my entire calendar on hold because summer is not summer in Chicago without the Cubs. It has started. Now I can get back on track. I'm just pretending it's May.
Yeah. That's our horn. Time for our finishing move. What is it? Forward, back punch for Sub-Zero. Let's go. Buy or sell in 2 minutes.
Around the Horn is presented by Modelo, brewed for those with a fighting spirit. Part of Happy Hour.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guarantee Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
The blank nameplate Jimmy Butler won on the back of his jersey. Still under review by the league, according to Vincent Goodwill of Yahoo Sports. Other players are ready to join in. His thinking, Butler's, was no name because he's no different than anybody else of color. But that was not one of the 29 forms of social justice the league allowed. Kevin, should the league allow Butler's no-name request?
Absolutely should allow it. But the shame is he has to ask for it. You know, this is the problem. You can't negotiate protest over social justice. You negotiate the social justice. So, you know, what Jimmy Butler should do is whatever Jimmy Butler wants to do. That's the form of protest. Don't let it get co-opted by the people who are running the league.
You believe this has been co-opted by the people who are running the league, Kevin Blackstone?
Well, it is right now, given that you only have a few things that you can use to make your statement, and the fact that he's got to ask for permission to not have anything on the back of his jersey.
Pablo Torre?
Yeah, I sell this entire enterprise, Tony, the slogans on the jersey thing, as being satisfactory to really anybody here. I understand the gesture. I know it helps keep these issues in the center, so to speak. But the point is that you really are asking permission from your boss as opposed to getting the maximum impact, which would probably involve like putting duct tape on the back of your jersey and covering it up yourself, getting in trouble and bringing attention to the cause. I don't want to tell Jimmy Butler how to protest by any means. All I'm saying is when you go through these channels, the impact is so much less.
And Sarah Spain?
I understand what they're saying, but I don't think we can be angry at the NFL for not cooperating with players' protests and also be angry with the NBA for cooperating. I think I understand why it's not just a free-throw of throw anything on your jersey, why they tried to regulate it a little bit to make things more comfortable for themselves and the players involved. It does take a little bit of the bite out of a protest, but this is one of many things that people are trying to do. I hope they'll allow Jimmy Butler to do this. I think it's a really powerful statement, but I also don't think we can criticize the way the league is trying to work with its players on one element of a number of things they're trying to do to bring light to this issue.
We'll move on. Another story I want to get your read on. Dwight Howard seen again not wearing a mask in the bubble. Also had comments this week saying he doesn't believe in vaccinations. That was a Yahoo headline from yesterday. Howard also said people are focusing on masks when they should be upset about the injustice of Breonna Taylor. Sarah Spain, you have any thoughts on this?
I sure do. Guess what? We'd have a lot more time to talk about Breonna Taylor if we weren't talking about how you don't believe in vaccines and don't believe you need to wear a mask, even though that's part of the protocol and part of the requirements of being in the bubble. They should have a multi-strike situation where he is not allowed to be there. Because if I was a fellow player, I would not want to know that there was somebody in there who did not follow protocol, was repeatedly rejecting the demands that were agreed to by all of us for this very delicate enterprise. I would not want to have him in the bubble with me.
So you believe he should be removed from the bubble?
If there's enough strikes, if he doesn't change his behavior.
Pablo, you?
Yeah, behavior should be what governs the decision here. I understand, by the way, that being an anti-vaxxer, being anti-science, all of that is dangerous and reckless and horrifying. But to me, it's the behavior that is at issue, and that's what the NBA should be ruling on here. And by the way, the other people who should be furious about this, beyond other people in the bubble, his own teammates, right? LeBron James should be very concerned that this is a dude in his huddle, and this is the behavior that he's going with. Really, that's his choice.
Kevin Blackstone.
What Dwight doesn't understand here, and speaking about Breonna Taylor and social justice, is that healthcare is a social justice issue. And if you look at the data, you would understand that people of color are three times as likely to be infected and twice as likely to die. So you have reason on a social justice platform to wear your mask, to keep people of color who you will encounter in your family or in the league, your other teammates, the other players in the league, most of whom are of color, safe. Put the mask on. If you can't do it, then get out the bubble.
We'll move on. Golf this weekend. John Rahm, the win. A lot of fun storylines coming out of this weekend, though. DeChambeau's meltdown Friday. I mean, I know it was 3 days ago, but I'm still just marveling at this. Mickelson's protest Sunday, set up by putting from 78 yards out and laying up on a par three. And then there was also Rahm's reaction after being told he even assessed a two-stroke penalty that would affect his final score. Not the win, but the final score. And it's like, whoa, me? What are you talking about? Pablo, buy or sell?
I buy the Bryson DeChambeau experience so hard these days because the only thing funnier than being an angry golfer is being an angry, super jacked golfer pointing at a fence at a little golf ball that you can't do anything about. The futility and also the terror of Bryson DeChambeau, I am all for these days.
Sarah Spain?
Yeah, it's a little Happy Gilmore-esque there, but I'm more impressed by Phil Mickelson because the level of DGAF you have to get to be in the middle of a tournament and have enough wins and money to just be like, you know what? This is how I feel about the setup of this course and these greens. I'm going to put my advertising. I'm going to putt from. I'm going to change my strategy just to prove a point.
Mm-hmm. And how about you, Kevin Blackstone?
I like Mickelson's product placement with that cup, but I've kind of seen him do those kind of petulant protests on the greens before. I'll take Rahm. This guy's getting better and better, and I just like that expression when he was told that he may have erred. He's like, me? No, no. So it could not have been me. I like
it. Yeah, didn't affect it that he won. So I think his reaction may have been a little bit different if he had only won by one stroke, don't you? Now time for a reaction from Kevin Blackstone when I tell him you're not advancing into showdown here, KB. You know, they can't see the scores with our setup right now.
What? So
this is the news to Kevin Blackstone.
Who's my dog?
Make a photo of that. And now Sarah Spade and Pablo Torre, showdown in 2 minutes.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The Bubble Barbershop. All right. I was reading Taylor Rooks today. She said it's already booked for the entire week. Pablo Torre, hair do or hair don't?
It is a total hair do, Tony. I tried to cut my own hair a couple weeks back. It took about five hours, and I've never had more respect for anybody who actually does this for professionals.
There's a reason for that. Go ahead, Sarah Spade, how about you?
Yeah, this is absolutely a hairdo. We saw guys wander off for takeout. They're going to wander off to get that fade right. I'm just worried about LeBron suing them because I think doesn't he hold the right to every shop barber in the world now?
Take the point for that. That was good. I wish we could put up the picture of Pablo after he cut his own hair. We'll move on. Showdown 2. Yes. Announcing your opening day starter by bobblehead. Chicago going with Lucas Giolito, as you can clearly see. Yay or nay of this, but please, bobblehead, nod your answer either way. Go ahead, Sarah Spade.
What?
All right, we'll take that as a yes. And how about you, Pablo Torre?
Hold on. Bobblehead, no, because am I the only one on screen right now without throwing a bobblehead?
You can't answer this.
Wow, that sounds like 0 points to me.
Yeah, I mean, I don't trust his expertise on the topic. Point. Spain, we'll move on. Let's stay with Chicago's American League team here. Liking a photo of yourself in a game you're playing. Chicago phenom Luis Robert. Lubov, the liker and the likee. Is that fair or foul during a summer camp tune-up Saturday?
If your name is Lubov, everything is fair. That is a great nickname.
It is
and
great.
What
it's
going to
be great, too.
They can't talk to their teammates. They're 6 feet plus apart.
Okay.
This is totally fair, Tony. I've been on another Zoom call this entire show, so far be it from me to be a hypocrite on these issues.
Well, maybe that other Zoom call will make a bobblehead of you, because that other Zoom call is where your heart resides. Point FaceTime Sarah Spade. 30 seconds.
Why, thank you. My Red Stars bobblehead and I would like to say that we're all taking it easy on athletes that are coming into these bubbles and seasons maybe a little bit rusty. Let's do the same with the people in the booth. There were some people getting on my guy, Boog Shambi. He was calling the game last night, the Cubs White Sox scrimmage, from his apartment. Didn't have all the camera views, doing his best. It was a blowout. Someone's like, the last three innings were terrible. They talked too much. Let's just take it easy. It's their summer camp as well. It's going to be a little different during the pandemic. We'll be all right.
It is. I enjoyed watching these games this weekend. I know I said it before. You know how we now keep track of launch angle and exit velocity, and those are really, really important? I submit a new statistic for this season, all right? I want decibel level on the crack of the bat. Like we heard with Stanton. Stanton hit this home run, not last night, but an inter-squad game. I mean, it had to be 100 on the decibel level. Let's get that decibel level stats. I'm your stat boy. We'll see you tomorrow.
Check.
The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.